A group of African-American farmers protested today outside the Department of Agriculture headquarters in Washington. The demonstrators, mainly from the South, say the USDA discriminates against black farmers and is pushing them out of business. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more.
The farmers accuse the federal government of taking up to four times as long to process the loan applications of black farmers as those of whites. They say the Agriculture Department has failed to deal with a backlog of claims by black farmers from a 1999 anti-discrimination settlement, and they say they still face racial discrimination in USDA field offices across the South.
There's a wide disparity the way the Department of Agriculture treats black farmers versus white farmers.
For John Boyd, the president of the National Black Farmers Association, this was his 18th rally at the USDA in the last 6 years. Boyd has a 200-acre livestock and soybean operation in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. He says the federal government is driving black farmers off the land by stalling or denying their loan applications and then foreclosing on their farms.
These foreclosures are by the United States Department of Agriculture through the agency called the Farm Service Agency. That's what's going on here. That's something that's done by this administration, that they chose to take that route rather than to help these people. They chose to continue to take their land.
Boyd and his group are calling on the Bush administration to halt foreclosures of black-owned farms. About 60 farmers from as far away as Texas showed up for the rally on the Agriculture Department's steps facing the National Mall. They brought with them three tractors, some chickens, a pair of mules, and a goat. Joseph Wembley came from Dry Brains, Georgia, where he raises hogs and has 50 acres of corn and soybeans. He says his farm used to be larger, but he can no longer get access to the loans he needs to buy fertilizer, seed, and equipment.
All we want is a fighting chance. Give us a chance to do the same thing other farmers have. That's the only reason we're here.
Officials with the USDA deny they actively discriminate against African-American farmers. Lou Gallegos, an assistant secretary for agriculture, says his agency is working to address the farmers' complaints. One of those complaints is that the department at times takes 200 days to process black farmers' loans versus 60 days for whites. Gallegos says this problem is rare.
It has been shown on occasion that some loan applications have taken that long to be finalized. The vast majority of loan applications don't take that long.
Gallegos also says some claims under a 1999 anti-discrimination settlement are still being adjudicated, but that many have already been paid. Doug Bachtel, a demographer at the University of Georgia, says black farmers are a dying breed in the American South. Over the last century, the number of black farmers fell from 900,000 in 1920 to just 20,000 today.
Historically and statistically, they tend to be the smaller farm operators, so they have difficulty because they're a small farm operator. And then you place some of the discrimination that has existed on top of that, so it's been a hard row for them to hoe.
Bachtel adds that the average African-American farmer is now in his 60s. His children tend to seek careers away from rural areas, and he says in a generation, black agriculture in this country could be almost non-existent. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.